This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back. I am still Brad Brown here on the Kona Edge, and we're chatting some biking today. And we head to Chicago, Illinois to catch up with Fiona Carlin to talk a little bit about what she admits is her weakness when it comes to triathlon. She wasn't a cyclist when she got into the sport and has had to work very, very hard to get to where she is now. Still lots of hard work in store, but she has made some tremendous gains on the bike, and we'll chat about those on today's episode. I mentioned a few weeks ago as well that I have been working with a couple of people with regards to growing their businesses online, particularly using Facebook ads. I've got a small Facebook ads agency outside of the Kona Edge, and I've got space for a client or two. And if you need some help to grow your business, I'd love to have a chat to see if we might be a good fit. I can't guarantee that I will be. I have particular criteria of people that I work with, and you may or may not fit in them, but vice versa. I might not be the right guy for you. But if you are thinking about wanting to grow your business online using a platform of Facebook, I would love to chat to you. I've been doing it for a good few years now. I'm getting great results, and I'd love to chat to you about it and see how we could possibly work together. So pop me a mail if you would be interested. It's Brad at thekonaedge.com. And let's take it further. Let's hop on a quick call, and let's see if there might be some mutual benefit for both of us. So it's Brad at thekonaedge.com. That's my email address. Enough about me yakking. Let's get straight into today's podcast. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. We chat some biking as we head back to Chicago, Illinois, to touch base with Fiona Carlin. Fiona, welcome back onto the podcast. Biking, something you had to take up once you started this water triathlon, and it's been your big real struggle in the sport. You're getting better, but there's still a lot of work to do and a lot of gains, which is probably a big plus.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, I guess, about having a weakness. Usually there's a reason for it, so if you can figure it out, there's potential to move forward.
What I mean, you mentioned that it has been a struggle in our first chat. What's been the biggest thing you've battled with getting on the bike and putting in good performances on the bike?
So I've had so many issues with the bike. It's hard to know even where to start here. I had a lot of fear around riding the bike just in general after a friend of mine was killed in a cycling accident. You know, she rode in an Aerobar straight into a parked car and you know, died on impact. So that unfortunately impacted a lot of my confidence in my starting days of cycling. And I was very hesitant to get out and just get going. It just really freaking terrified me. So that was kind of, I think, part of my reluctance to really get into triathlon to start with. And, you know, honestly, when I leave my house every day, I would say I probably do think about that incident. So getting past those sorts of fears, you know, with cycling, it is really real. It is a dangerous sport. You know, you can crash, something can hit you, a car can hit you. And it's not all about you. It doesn't matter what sort of cyclist you are. There are other things out there on the road, you know, that can really ruin your day. So, getting over that in my head has been, a challenge from just a mental perspective. When it comes to the actual, like, cycling and strength. I think, you know, I've had a lot of, I guess in that sport, my muscular weaknesses were really exposed. You know, I have great cardio for running and, you know, I have swimming strength, but bike strength is just a totally different thing. And getting that conditioning, has just been something that I've had to really build and work on. It's taken a lot of time and I still feel like I have a lot of room to really grow that. And I think it really is just time in the saddle. You know, I do a lot of, in my training, I do a lot of, like intensity work as well as long rides to try and really build up, you know, my max power, my ability to push, short intervals to hopefully, you know, allow that to sort of, transcend over into longer distance riding. But yeah, just being a completely foreign sport, I've had to work a lot with that sort of stuff. And then finally, my handling skills are just terrible. So that's a number one goal of me this year is to do, I'm actually getting a set of rollers, which terrifies me, but I'm going to ride the rollers at home. I'm doing like car park drills to practice just my handling so that, you know, when I do hit a bump or whatnot, I don't go flying off the bike. I actually crashed into my Ironman races last year. So it's just something that I need to work on, you know, just staying on the bike, you know, being able to grab your drink bottle confidently so you're not underfueling because, you know, it's windy and you're like, oh, well, I don't really want to get my water bottle right now. Well, in an Ironman, you need to, otherwise you're going to dehydrate. So working on that sort of, those sorts of skills is like another big weakness in mine.
Where do you think some of the big gains have come? I mean, obviously your bike has improved in your triathlon career up to now, but if you could put it down to one or two things that you've done that you think has really moved the needle?
Yeah, I would say like CompuTrainer workouts, those things are awful, but they, you know, practicing like anything that's really above your threshold. So, you know, 30-second intervals at max power, 1 minute intervals at X power, and then, you know, anything that's sort of between 5 and 20 minutes at really uncomfortable levels on the trainer really helps just build power that then you can take with you when you're on the road. So absolutely, CompuTrainer. If you don't have a smart trainer, I would say just doing trainer workouts in a situation where, you know, there's no traffic. You don't have to worry about where you're going. You know, you can just focus on getting the power is really, really important. And has helped me a ton with just growing my bike abilities. And the other thing I would say, you know, riding with people that are faster than you. I hate doing this. It terrifies me, but I have a group that I sometimes ride with and I am like trying so hard and I'm hanging on and falling off the back. But it is really, really good to just go out with people that are really going to like push you. And there's nothing like being stuck in the middle of nowhere with no way of getting home, to really encourage you to try to keep up with the group. You know, it's uncomfortable and it might not be, you know, it's always better. I always feel more comfortable riding with people slower than me, but, definitely, you know, being with people that push you out there will really, really help your skills in cycling. Plus it's more fun as well.
Fiona, you also mentioned the CompuTrainer and just how that's helped, but you're very sort of particular about how you organize your life. And you were saying that you can pop in from a run and 5 minutes later, you can be ready for a meeting and have to shower and spending time at a CompuTrainer really helps with that as well to squeeze in training when you might not have 2 or 3 hours to head out on a long road ride. You can get in a really high intensity ride in an hour on a CompuTrainer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially, I mean, for me, I live in the city of Chicago. So for me to get to an actual open road is, you know, 30 miles away. So realistically, I mean, CompuTrainer is, or Kicker or whatever smart trainer you use is a really smart way of, getting in intensity when you have a short period of time. I mean, again, yeah, if I'm working from home, I can literally just be like, oh, okay, I've got an hour break. I can just pop over onto my trainer in the other room. I can even have my laptop like sitting on the side if I want to and be doing a ride. So it is really effective in that sense. You know, I think it's important to ride outside as well. I think it is a balance, because I think that some bad habits do get formed on the trainer with, you know, not sitting in the right position and, I guess just riding, you know, perhaps my cadence, for instance, gets a little slow on the trainer for some reason as to try and push high power. And, you know, they can be bad habits. So, you know, I think you shouldn't do it exclusively, but I definitely credit it as a tool that, you know, I feel like everybody should probably be doing at least a couple of times a week to build strength and power on the bike.
Absolutely. Well, Fiona, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Thanks, Brad.
There you have it, another edition of the Cone Edge in the bag. Thank you very much to Fiona for sharing her Ironman bike tips with us today. And yeah, lots of gains have been made and still a long way to go, in her own words. But I've no doubt she will keep getting better. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Cone Edge.